This pandemic economy, where many do okay and others get hit so hard. I'm David Brancaccio. There's more evidence of a recovery where the graph might be shaped like the letter K. This from a new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now. Nancy, let's start with these low-wage workers. How bad were their job losses?
David, the New York Fed report found that between February and April of last year, more than a third of people making less than $30,000 a year lost their jobs, while employment for people making more than $85,000 a year held steady. So, as you might imagine, this is partly because the low-wage workers had jobs in sectors hit hardest by the pandemic in leisure and hospitality.
Yeah. So now they're being left behind in this K-shaped recovery. Explain more.
New York Fed economists say fewer than 10% of the lowest paid employees can work from home, and their jobs just aren't coming back. Employment for low wage workers is still 14% below where it was before the pandemic, while employment for the highest paid employees is actually growing a little.
Also, what did this New York Fed report have to say about employment rates for men and women?
The pandemic opened up a gap between men and women, with more men working, but the gap closed completely at the end of last year. The steepest closing of the gap was in September, when kids were going back to school. Also, more men lost jobs, so they fell down to where women are. So men and women had equal job losses at the end of last year. The employment rate for both was down 5% from where it was at the start of the pandemic.
Nancy, thank you. With Washington working on a new round of stimulus, some are worried about the boost taking effect right as more are getting vaccinated and the economy increasingly would be in rebound mode. Yet that effect is not visible these days. There's news today that the Consumer Price Index for January, inflation, was up a scant 0.3%, but did not go up at all if food and energy are factored out. Even when annualized, inflation is not yet what economists would say is a problem. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
Today's CPI, that consumer price index, measuring how prices have fared year over year, shows an increase of only 1.3%. That is not inflation territory, and the market is going to take that as a good sign.
Now, this consumer price index covered January. I mean, we don't have the new stimulus yet. I mean, still got to keep our eyes open as we get into the spring to see how new stimulus percolates into things.
It's definitely something to keep your eye on, and we want to watch it. Remember that the Fed has said that they want inflation to average about 2% over time. We've been well under, so if we exceed 2%, it's likely that the Fed still won't change interest rates. We're coming in well below at 1.3%. I think that gives us plenty of room to move, and it's going to reassure investors that the Fed is going to hold tight for now, and interest rates aren't going to increase anytime soon.
1.3% is the annualized rate. Susan at Aviva Investors, thanks. Now to contact tracers, people who work to identify others who've interacted with an infected person and have them quarantine. Miami Beach, Florida has a contact tracing program called Race to Trace to help people keep people healthy and hotels, restaurants, and arts venues going. From WLRN in Miami, Veronica Zaragovia reports.
Singer Ceci Leon performed at the first event open to the public at the North Beach Bandshell in December. For most of the pandemic, this outdoor stage streamed its events online. But on this night, 150 people were allowed in, seated 6 to 8 feet apart and all wearing masks. And attendees agreed to give their name and contact information to the Rhythm Foundation, which manages this place. Benton Galgay is a director at the nonprofit that joined the contact tracing program Race to Trace.
We actually have a personal liaison from the Department of Health who, you know, is in constant contact with me.
That contact tracer asks for a guest list if anyone tests positive. There are 7 contact tracers from the Department of Health available to Miami Beach businesses. One of their jobs is to establish a relationship with the companies they follow and provide safety training. The program is funded with a $455,000 grant from the Rockefeller Foundation. About 50 companies have signed up. The Carillon Resort in Miami Beach is one of them. Patrick Fernandez, a company director, says that training and support have been helpful.
It certainly has allowed us to be more confident in our ability to operate a business during a pandemic.
So far, he says Carillon has passed along information about two positive COVID-19 cases. Marina Pravdich is a manager on the project for the Rockefeller Foundation.
I love working on it personally.
She says one priority is to protect workers in the hospitality industry. Many of the workers are Black or Latinx.
Two of the communities that have been the most disproportionately impacted by this pandemic.
When the program ends in August, its success will be measured by how many businesses signed up, how many people the contact tracers reached, and the number of employees who said they felt safer at work. I'm Veronica Saragovia for Marketplace.
We look at the immense logistical challenge of getting COVID vaccines to people here and around the world in our ongoing series, Fast Track. You can find the coverage accumulating on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.